This is GQDN for Friday, September 5th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And while you're there, go check out Questworthy. It's a delicious drink. It is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, somebody's working on a college basketball game. Yes, they are. We're going to take a look at graphics card prices. And the international has just started. Yeah, we're hitting that time of year. And it's also time of year for this, I guess. According to GamingBolt.com, Civilization 7 developer Firaxis has laid off some people. So, one of the people that was laid off, Emma Kidwell, did confirm that it happened because she wrote on her LinkedIn post about working at Firaxis for about 5 years and worked on the last two major titles for the studio. Here's what she said. Quote, "Hi everyone. I was affected by layoffs at Firaxis and am open to full-time writing work at your studio. I'm incredibly adaptable writer who wrote on Civilization 7 and Marvel's Midnight Suns during my nearly 5 years at the studio. And I encourage you to keep an eye out for my former colleagues who were also laid off." End quote. Now, at the time of the writing, Firaxis did not make a statement. But keep in mind, they were working on the different problems that they had for Civilization 7. But the publisher, 2K Games, they confirmed that the studio has been hit by layoffs. And they didn't make a statement. Quote, "We can confirm that there was a staff reduction today at Firaxis Games, and the studio restructures and optimizes the development for process adaptability, collaboration, and creativity," said a, and that was said by a spokesperson for 2K, according to Rock Paper Shotgun. Civilization was released on PC, PlayStation 4, 5, and Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch back in February. Well, like I said before, they had their problems. And now they've been hit with layoffs. But not just that. GamesRadar did say that Nintendo has ended the repairs for the 2DS and 3DS systems in Japan because they don't have parts. And that's what they did announce today. Because that they had a shortage of the spare parts, there'll be no more repairs for the new 2DS XL. And the repairs for all the 3DS series handhelds will be terminated as of September 4th, 2025, yesterday. So if you got one of those handhelds, needs to be fixed, you'll have to go to a third-party provider to fix them. But that's okay, because if you have the updated systems, you would actually see Metal Gear Solid Delta, because according to Eurogamer, they hit 1 million sales. And Konami did reveal the sales figures today. Based on the numbers from the 28th of August, where the games launched today, and it was available early on the 26th of August, where it did bring the digital deluxe version, because the game was released across PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. So Konami did get up on social media and did provide the news. 1 million copies sold. Now, the game is still under scrutiny because of the bugs that's on the PlayStation 5 Pro, but that does not matter. It still hit 1 million. The bug's still out there and is yet to be fixed. Now, there is a bit of a discussion via PC Gamer because we know that GTA 6 will be coming, and they were basically asking the question that could this be a AAA game or could it be greater than that? Because Nigel Lurie, co-founder of Devolver Digital, did talk to IGN, and while they were talking about Silksong, they were also talking about GTA 6. So here's what he said, quote, "There are AAA games, then there are quadruple A games, and I'd argue that Grand Theft Auto is potentially a quintuple A game," end quote. That's five A's. That is five A's. So that could be happening there. So would you pay for it. I bet a lot of people will. And it's still looking like an $80 to $90 type game, according to PC Gamer. We'll see what happens. The International has begun. We're going to the Esports Corner because the International 2025 has indeed begun. Now, they did talk about some new heroes going on and some other stuff, but they are in the group stages right now. And right now, Dota 2TI is up on Twitch during the event. Like Twitch and YouTube. Maybe some other services there as well. So you can find them there. Yes, you can. Let's stay in the Esports Corner. Because, once again, according to Esports Insider, Dragon Ranger Gaming has signed Demon One ahead of Valorant Champions. And that's ahead of the event. And that's where Dragon Ranger Gaming did announce the signing of Maximilian Demon One Zenoff ahead of the Paris competitions. Right now, there's not much pertaining to the deal, but they did talk about who's also on the team. Or they did talk about the team. And Dragon Rangers Gaming, while competing in BCT China in the Assassin's Tournament last year, DRG did get to the first global event, Master Shanghai, but they were eliminated early. But they made a run during Stage 2, finishing second place to qualify for the Valorant Champions 2025. And DRG is one of those Chinese teams that does rely on English communications because they are a multinational roster that includes a Russian Sentinel expert, Ilya Bukashu Washkov. So therefore, Demon One will not have a major communication barrier. Now, the first match of Valorant Champions will take place on September 14th against VCT and Pacific's third seed. So we'll see how he does there. All that takes graphics cards. And PC Gamer did give a list of the graphics cards and where you could find them. So here's where you could find at Newegg. The RTX 5090, that's $2,300. The RTX 5070 Ti, $750. The RX 9070 is $550. The Arc V 580, $250. And the Arc V 570, $230. Best Buy has the RTX 5080 at $1,000. The RTX 5050 at $250. And the RX 9060 XT 8GB at $280. BH Video had an RTX 5070 and the RTX 5060 Ti 16GB, $520 and $430. Amazon had an RTX 5060 Ti 8GB at $370, the RTX 5060 at $291, and the RX 9070 XT at $700. Now there's other lists on Amazon, Newegg, Best Buy, Walmart, and BH Video. That's if you want that stuff. If you want to see the list for yourself, it's up on our Discord at thegroupquest.com. Now we get to some good stuff because Polygon did say that 2K is making a basketball game, a college basketball game for 2027. That's via Polygon. And the 2K statement did say, quote, "Yes, it's true. We're working on a college basketball experience that will feature more than 100 programs across the country, from Powerhouse to Cinderella Stories. Yes, that is coming." And 2K did get up on X and say, "We're going back to school, but that's okay. It'll probably be overshadowed by Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 on Kingdom Hearts 4, because according to GamingBolt.com, they are still in development. And even though that's where Square Enix has been very tight-lipped about development, about Final Fantasy VII Part 3 and Kingdom Hearts 4, but the developer Tetsuya Nomura did say that development of both titles has been going smoothly. And that's where Nomura's creative director didn't even schedule an announced date. Or as a scheduled announcement date. Sorry. So, here's what he said. Quote, "It's going very smoothly. The announcement timing has been decided and we will stick to that schedule. So please rest assured and wait." That's about Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3. But he also did talk about Kingdom Hearts 4. Because it, quote, "is also progressing well and according to schedule. End quote. So, everything's going on schedule. If you want those games, they'll be coming tomorrow. Twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. 6 p.m. We'll see how awake I am. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow. Until then, go play some games, people. Oh, it's everybody's got hot shots.